pursuit. I held the book beneath my coat, at pains to hide the thing from sight in such a place, hurrying through the ancient harbor lanes, with often turning head and nervous pace. Dull, furtive windows and old, tottering brick peered at me oddly as I hastened by, and thinking what they sheltered, I grew sick for a redeeming glimpse of clean, blue sky. No one had seen me take the thing, but still a blank laugh echoed in my whirling head, and I could guess what nighted worlds of ill lurked in that volume I had coveted. The way grew strange, the walls alike and matting, and far behind me, unseen feet were padding.